The board had an agenda today, and we heard very in-depth discussions about sharpening ice skates, and that was listed on the agenda for today. We heard about retooling the ice skate sharpener. We heard about different attachments we can get for the ice skate sharpener. We heard that some of the attachments cost $60 a piece, which creates back-end costs. We heard a lot about ice skate sharpeners today, and it was on the agenda. Yesterday, the pension board met and voted to move $10 million in pension money, and that was not on the agenda. And I have all the meeting minutes for the pension board going back 2 years. I've been through about a year and a half, and it's been at least since then, since the board had discussed this particular manager. So I guess my question is, what criteria does the board use when creating those agendas? And I know the board made a big deal of the fact that it posts agendas online so the public can see in advance what's being discussed. Apparently, if we're going to be making $10 million moves of money without it appearing on an agenda, there must be some arbitrary process by which something does or does not appear on the agenda. Is there anything that affects that other than politics?
I think yesterday there was a presentation that came up at the pension board meeting, and that ultimately led to that motion.
Was that presentation on the agenda?
I don't believe it was, sir. This is something I should bring to the pension board.
So we had advance notice that we're going to have a lengthy discussion on sharpening ice skates, but on a presentation that led to the move of $10 million in pension money, there was no advance notice to the public at all. So is it fair to say that the public should not trust the commissioner's agendas that they puts forward?
My agenda has nothing. It says nothing about sharpening.
Well, it has ICERI listed on the copy that I have.
I brought it up from before.
The copy I have on my agenda has ICERI updates.
I don't have it.
I guess the question is, should the public trust the agendas that the commissioners put out, given that there appears to be, at least yesterday, a $10 million item that the public would have had no advance notice of?
There's certain legal ability for motions to be made from the floor and items to come up at a meeting during discussion, and that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I would agree. I think there's legislation pending that would make what happened yesterday illegal, because the legislature is considering whether or not the public should have advance notice on such things. What I'm asking is this board going to make a commitment to the public that the agendas it put out are going to be reflective of what's occurring in that meeting? Or should the public pay no attention to those agendas as to deciding whether or not they should be attending these meetings, or whether or not they may have interest in attending a particular meeting?
I think, just to speak on behalf of the board, we're going to continue to follow what the law dictates that we do.
All right, I think that answers that question. Thank you.
Thank you.